Friends, we have learned about the private equity and venture capital also. And ultimately, we have come to the reach to the stage. Company has started, we have assessed, company started, everything is fine, you know, investment is made, and the company is progressing. And now the stage has come that the investment is made by the venture capital or any private equity, and company is progressing well. And we have discussed also the time of this investor has come to exit, like startup, you know, how the venture capital exists. When the company approaches for the IPO stage, then they will apply for the IPO, and this company or this venture capital or investor, they get exited. Now, what we have to understand, it is going to IPO means what? Going to IPO means initial public offer. Up till now, when company is not listed on the stock exchange or it is not publicly listed company, till then, the control on the company is of the very limited people. Whereas when it is getting listed on the stock exchange, when it becomes public, when IPO is issued, then the public representative will be controlling the management of the company. That means it is the last stage where after receipt of everything, a receipt of funds, and when the company is progressing well, they will go to the public and ask for the money. And when the money is invested by the public, then it is called as a public limited company. Till then, it is private limited company. Now, once this company become public, what is the process of company become public? And when it is becoming public, what is the process of process of listing into the stock? How the equity will be made available to the company or to the general public for trading? It is public placement, and that will be traded through either Bombay Stock Exchange or National Stock Exchange, like that. Now let us understand the chapter number 12, which consists of the public listing of the security and process of listing the security. So our objective of the public listing company is to understand the conceptual understanding on the various types of equity offering, explain the listing of the company, its pros and cons, and explains method of offering. At some point of time, a successful company may expand to that point that it is no longer feasible for the single investor or even a small group of investors to provide all the capital that the company needs to keep in going. Company is there, private investment is there, but since company is growing, the people, those initial investor, may find it difficult to further infuse the funds into that company. That is one part. And when that occurs, the company may choose to convert from private to public ownership. Okay? When the company makes the transition from private to public ownership, it may decide first to the stock exchange on recognized stock exchange. The popular stock exchanges in India are NSE and BSE, that is National Stock Exchange, and Bombay Stock Exchange. Listing means the admission of the securities of the company to trade on the stock exchange. This is called listing. And listing is not compulsorily under any Companies Act. It becomes necessary when the public limited company desires to issue the shares or debentures to the public. A list of an exchange company must, to list an exchange, the company must comply with all the listing requirements established by the exchanges and the host of the laws regulation enforced by SEBI and ROC. SEBI is Securities and Exchange Board of India, and ROC is Register of Companies. Okay, they issue the guidelines to the public limited companies, and accordingly, they have to follow the process of listing their equities on the stock exchange. the general rule and the guidelines for listing the shares or securities in India states that the public offer should be in no case less than 33% of the issued capital of the company. This is the first parameter. Second one, the share of the Indian promoter should not be more than 40% of the issued capital of that company. Then, to list the exchanges, the company must comply with all the listing requirements by exchange and the security regulators. And various type of equities are issued, such as common stock, preferred stock, right stock, debentures, warrant, convertible debentures, sweat equity, ESOPs. All these type of equities are getting issued by the public limited company. Then converting a private company into listed company is a complex and highly regulated process. The stock exchanges, let us understand first, country-wise, which are highly traded. In the US, it is New York Stock Exchange, that is NYSE or NASDAQ. UK, it is the London Stock Exchange. Japan, it is TSE or Tokyo Stock Exchange. Australia, it is Australia Stock Exchange or maybe ASX. And Malaysia, the Bourse or the Bursa Malaysia. Singapore, SGX and Singapore Stock Exchange. Like in India, it is National Stock Exchange or Bombay Stock Exchange. So, to list the stock on international exchanges, the company must comply with the listing requirement established by the exchanges, such as minimum profit requirement and the host of the law, as well as the regulation which is enforced by the government body that administers the company law and regulates the equity market. For example, in US, this body is a Securities and Exchange Commission, like how in India it is SEBI. Okay, in Australia, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, that is ASIC, and in Malaysia, the Malaysian Securities Commission. These are the controlling authorities for listing of the securities on the stock exchange. Then coming down to the cost and benefit of listing of the securities and the stock exchanges. Benefits as well as the cost, if we compare, then benefits consist of, after listing the company, access to the larger pool of capital you will get. Then you will get a respectability also. Then lower cost of the capital as compared to the private placement and the liquidity. These are the important benefits when you list your securities on the stock exchange. And the cost consists of dilution, loss of inflexibility, disclosure and accountability and the periodic cost. This has to be monitored first. Now, various types of equities. Having understood that there are various types of securities or various type of equities are issued, and they are variety of types of the stocks and the company can offer them in the form of equity. These equities are common stock, preferred stock, right stock, debentures, warrant, convertible debentures, sweat equities and ESOPs. These are called as equities. Okay, then there are various advantages of listing the company. Can raise more capital from the wider pool of investors. Then share prices reflects its performance immediately on the stock exchange. Then company can use the ESOPs to retain their talented employee by offering their employees at a concessional rate the employee stock option for purchase of security. Then original entrepreneurs can also sell the portion of their investment and diversify their portfolio marketing benefits. There are disadvantages also after listing. This, that the company may be directly, it cost an IPO. The companies have to provide the result at the quarterly interval and also at annually and disclose the information that can be misused by the competitors. There are local popular stock exchanges, NSE, BSE for the companies, and for BSE SME and exchanges for SMEs. There are various methods of offering the primary market. Common stock, let us understand one after another. Okay, what is the common stock? The common stock is nothing but it is typically a stock which is held by the founders and the employees, usually ESOP, in the form of ESOP. Okay, this equity normally has a fewer rights which are associated with the preferred equity. The most familiar form of the equity is the common or ordinary stock, because the holders of the common stock are entitled to proportionate share in any cash that it is distributed to the company's investors. They also enjoy the rights to vote, typically one vote per share at the company's AGM, that is annual general meeting. In respect of the preferred stock, some companies issue a hybrid security which is known as preferred stock. Sometimes it is called as preference shares also. Okay, like debt, the preferred stock promises to pay a fixed cash payment, usually one payment per quarter, that is interest. Okay, that is why it is called as a hybrid. It is equity also and it is debt also. That is why it is hybrid security and also called as a preferred stock or preference shares. Then rights. When a company issues the additional equity capital, it has to be offered in the first instance to their existing shareholders on the pro rata basis. Thus, the right of offering or right issue is a group of rights which is offered to the existing shareholders to purchase the additional stock of the company, known as subscription warrant, in proportion to their existing holding. Okay, now understanding the debentures. Debentures is a debt instrument. A debenture is a written instrument signed by the company acknowledging its debt due to the holders, and the instrument promises to pay its holders the specific amount of money at the on the fixed date in a future, together with whatever periodic repayment or interest is there. It is an unsecured instrument, and if the company gets the liquidated, its debenture holders will become a general creditors. So debentures secured by the specific assets of the company are termed as secured debentures. Important aspects of the debentures are they have the specific maturity date, the debenture holders have claim to on the income of the company, and they have priority over the stockholders. In case of liquidation, their number is one and equity holders are subsequent to them or last. Okay, so debenture holders have priority in respect of the claim on the assets of the company, and they have the priority over the stockholders. The debenture holders do not have the voting into the controlling right on the company. Various kinds of debentures are raised in the Indian market. One is non-cumulative debenture and second one is cumulative debentures. After understanding the debenture, now let us understand the another instrument in the stock market. It is another instrument issued by the company is a warrant. Now, warrant is an option to buy the stated number of shares of the stock at a specified price. Okay, it gives a holder a right to buy the common stock of the cash. When the holder exercises options, he surrenders the right. Warrants are means for long-term financing, and they have maturity dates of 5 years or more in future. Now, the convertibles. Convertibles are representing the bond or the share of the preferred stock with embedded option which is issued in organization. The holder has a right to exchange the convertible bond for the equity in the issuing company at certain terms or certain times in future, and convertible preference shares are the preference shares with a right to convert to the ordinary shares, because preferred share, as we have seen, that is the hybrid instrument. Okay, it is treated as partly debt instrument, partly equity instruments. Now, having understood this convertibility or convertibles, now let us understand the sweat and equity of ESOP. Sweat equity shares are the equity shares which are issued by the company to its employee or its directors at the discount or as consideration for providing know-how or similar value of the company. The company may issue the sweat equity shares of its class of the shares already which are issued by these, mentioning these conditions, or the issue of the sweat equity shares should be authorized by the special resolution passed by the company in their general body meeting, and the resolution should specify the number of shares, current market price, consideration if any, and the section of the directors, employees to whom they are issuing these kind of equities. As on date of the issue, a year should have elapsed since the company was entitled to commence the business. An employee ownership plan, that is employee's stock option, stock ownership plan, that is ESOP, an employee stock ownership plan. Sometimes it is called as employee's stock option plan, okay, whatever it may be, but it is a type of employee benefit, and this plan, which is intended to encourage the employee to acquire the stock of their own company and establish the ownership into the company. Under this plan, the employer gives a certain amount of the stock, certain number of stocks of the company to the employees for negligible or less cost, which it can be remained in the ESOP trust fund, and until the option is vested, and then the employee exercises then his right, and the employee thereafter retires from the company or institutions. These plans are aimed at improving the performance of the company and increasing the value of the shares by involving the stockholders, that is the employee, who are also the employee in working of the company, and these ESOPs helps him to minimizing the problems relating to the incentives. Now, listing of the companies. The listing means formal admission of the securities of the company into the trading platform of the exchanges. It is a significant occasion for the company in the journey of its growth and the development. Therefore, it enables the company to raise the capital while strengthening its structure and reputation. Converting from the private company to the public company is a complex and highly regulated process. The companies usually enlist the help of the investment bankers or merchant bankers so as to get their shares listed on the stock exchange. Working in concert with the company's management, the investment bankers prepares a prospectus, and this prospectus contains description of how the company is operating, then outline of the risk of the investors in the company that will face, the list, the name and the background of the senior managers, then they are giving the detailed financial information about the company. Following are the steps to be followed while listing the company. An investment banker distributes a company's prospect to the potential investor to get generated interest in the company and to solicit the orders for the shares in as soon as the company is a public company. A return for this, that the services that provided, the investment bank charges the company a fee, usually about 7% of the total amount of the money that is company raises in its offering. Second step is when the investment bank is confident that the demand for the shares will be more than the sufficient to supply the company with the capital it needs. The bank will write the company a check in exchange of the shares of the stock. Then the bank then results with these shares to investors who want to buy them, a process known as underwriting. When a company issues the share directly to the investors with the help of an investment banker, it is selling the shares on primary market. Once the securities are listed on the stock exchanges, investors may trade these securities in the secondary market also. There are many costs of the listing in the company. There are many costs of listing as the public company. One of the biggest costs is that listed companies must comply with an array of the securities regulations and disclosure requirement that they have to make. Listed companies must file the quarterly and annually shareholding patterns and the results and the secretarial audits. Executives who work for these companies are facing the insider, maybe. The executive who work for these companies face the insider trading regulations, limiting the circumstances in which they may buy or sell the shares of the company. If the company or its executive fail to comply with any of these regulations, they face or they may face the action from the stock exchange or maybe from regulators. Now understand the relations between the SEBI and the stock exchanges in India. SEBI is a regulator, well as stock exchange is platform for trading the securities. Okay, so SEBI and the stock exchanges play a very different role in the securities market, even though both impose certain requirement on the companies that they want to list. SEBI was created by the government for the enforcement of the legislation which is passed in the Securities Act. SEBI is primarily the charge of the prevention of the fraud in the securities market. Consequently, SEBI devotes a substantial fraction of its resources to establish and enforce the various disclosures in the requirements. Stock exchange, on the other hand, exist mainly to provide the liquidity to the investors. Exchanges act as the intermediaries between the buyer and the seller of the securities, lowering the cost of the trading. Now, pros and cons of the listing. What happens? Okay. Advantages. Pros means advantages. Listed company can raise the capital from much wider pool of the investors than can be a company that does not list into the shares. Once the company shares a publicly traded the shares and the price that can be serve as a useful barometers for the how to business is performing. The market perception of the value of the listed company is equally reflected every day, indeed every moment. The company may use its shares or the stock options as a part of their compensation package that offers to their recruit certain talented employees also. Okay, these are some of the advantages. Then companies also use the stock and the stock option as incentive devices. By including the stock options into the employees' compensation packages, the companies and the employees are the financial rewards directly to their overall financial success of the company. The financial linkage between the employee success and overall company success reduces the need for the constant monitoring. Listing the company on the stock exchange or the public market, which allows the original entrepreneurs and the other investor with a large stake to the sale as a portion of their investment and diversify their portfolios if they choose to. Then listing of the shares on any exchange may also provide the companies with the marketing benefit, and the publicly and news coverage associated with the listing securities may also attract the new customers as well as the new investor also. Having understood the advantage, now let us look at the disadvantages also. There are few disadvantages of listing companies on the stock exchange. One, there are substantial cost is going to the public. Firstly, there are direct cost of an initial public offer, that is IPO, such as underwriting fee, that is very heavy. Then public companies are also required to provide the quarterly and annual reports, and also the subject to the greater public security. Publicly listed companies have to provide more information to their shareholders than the private companies. This information will be available to their competitors and also might be put the company into competitive disadvantages also. Now, coming down to understand what is the stock exchanges. The NSE, National Stock Exchange of India, okay, NSE.India, www.nseindia.com. NSE is the India's leading stock exchange, covering the various sites, covering various cities and the towns across the country. NSE was set up by the leading institutions to provide the modern, fully automatic and screen-based trading system with the national reach. And the exchange has brought about the unparalleled transparency, speed, effectiveness, safety and the market integrity. It has set up the facilities that serve as the modern, as a model for the securities industries in terms of the system and practices and that procedures. Bombay Stock Exchange is also the oldest stock exchange in India, and it is very popular, covering various cities and the towns across the country. NSE was set up by institutions to provide a modern, fully automatic screen-based trading system with a national reach, and the exchange has brought about the number of revolution steps for the safety and the security of the various members and the retail investors also. BSE SME means for the SME stock exchanges, okay, for the SME, small and medium entrepreneurs, stock is issued by these companies, like small and medium entrepreneurs, when they issue the stock, that time it has to be traded publicly. That is why a separate stock exchange group has been created under the Bombay Stock Exchange, which is called as BSE SME. Okay, this is a platform for the SME companies to raise the money from the public, and this SME companies from the backbone of any developing economy. This is the platform which is a great avenue to raise the equity capital for the growth and expansion of the SMEs. Method of offering, how the investment is offered. Public offering. A public offering or public issue involves sale of the securities to the members of the public. There are three types of public offering. One is initial public offering, that is IPO, the seasoned equity offering, and the bond offering. So initial public offering, what is happening in initial public offering? The first public offering of the equity share of the company, which followed by the listing of its in the shares on the stock market, is called as initial public offer or IPO. Then decision to go public. The decision to go public, that is, or more precisely, the decision to make the IPO so that the securities of the company are listed on the stock market and are publicly traded, is a very important issue. It is a complex decision which calls for the carefully weighing the benefits against the cost. Eligibility for IPO. What is the company's eligibility for IPO, going for IPO? An Indian company, excluding certain banks and the infrastructure companies, can make the IPO if it is satisfied with the following conditions. Condition number one, the company has to certain track record of the profitability and certain minimum net worth is a very important point. Okay, then the securities of the compulsorily, securities are compulsorily listed on the recognized stock exchange, which means that the certain minimum percentage of each class of the security is offered to the public. Then the promoter group, that is promoters, friends, relatives, associates, etc., is required to make certain minimum contribution to the post-issue capital. Okay, and the promoter's contribution to the equity is subject to certain lock-in period. Within that period, they cannot trade, they cannot sell the securities. The IPO process starts from the perspective of the merchant banking, and IPO process consists of four major phases. One is hiring the merchant banker. Second, the due diligence and the prospectus preparation. Third one is a marketing. And fourth one is a subscription and allotment of the shares. The company wishing to go to the public has to hire the merchant banker to manage its offering. The selection of the merchant banker is usually referred to as the beauty contest. Okay? Typically, it involves the meeting the different merchant bankers, discussing the plans for the going to the public, and getting the valuations estimate. Understandably, by the choice of the merchant bankers, it is guided mainly by the valuation estimate which is offered. And often, the company going for the IPO selects two or more merchant bankers to manage their issue, and that is depending upon the size of the issue. Primary manager is called as a lead manager, and the other manager is called as a co-manager. Once the manager are selected, due diligence and the prospectus preparation process starts. The merchant banker understands the company's business and plans and examine the various documents and the records and prepare the draft prospects, file it same with the regulatory authorities and arrange for its printing. Okay, then the merchant banker, lawyers, accountant and also company managers have to toil for the countless hours for the completing the legal formalities that finally culminate into the printing of the prospectus. And since the book building is the commonly used, the issue price is not fixed in advance, but its price band is given from rupees so and to rupees so and so, because price is not fixed. Now the next phase of IPO is marketing phase, and after all the regulatory approvals are in place and the companies embarks on the roadshow to promote the issue. More and more public should subscribe to it. The roadshow involves the presentation by the management of the company to potential investors, mostly institutional, in a different locations. Concurrently, the issue of advertised in the various media, primarily targeted as a retail investor. And finally, the phase of IPO involves receiving the subscription and allotment of the shares. The subscription is normally kept open for 5 to 10 days maximum. During this period, the investor can submit their bid cum application forms. After the subscription is closed, the merchant banker fixes the final issue price, determines the pattern of the allotment, and completes the allotment of the shares, and the security in the listing is on one or other recognized stock exchanges. Having understood this process, now understand the seasoned equity offering. Seasoned equity offering means for most of the companies, okay, their IPO is a seldom of their last public issue. As the companies need more finances, they are likely to make the further trips to the capital with the seasoned equity offering, and also called as the secondary offering. This is also called as secondary offering. While the process of seasoned equity offering is similar to that of the IPO, it is much complicated, and the company may employ the merchant banker who handles the issue. Further, with the availability of the secondary market prices, there is no need for elaborate for the evaluation. And finally, the prospectus preparation and the roadshow can be completed within the lesser time than that is required for the IPO. Now, offering the bond, bond offering. The bond offering process is similar to that of IPO process only. There are, however, some differences. Number one, the prospectus for the bond offering is typically emphasizes the company's stable flow, whereas the prospectus for an equity offering, it is highlights the company's growth prospects. Pure debt securities are typically offered at the predetermined yield because the bookbinding route is not considered as an appropriate to them. Debt securities are generally secured against the assets of the issuing company, and that security should be created within 6 months or close, 6 months of the time of the close of the issue of the debentures. Debt issue cannot be made unless the credit rating from the credit rating agency is obtained and disclosure is offered to the document. This disclosure has to be, this offer is to be disclosed in the offer document. It is mandatory to create a debenture redemption reserve for every issue of the debentures. So it is necessary for the companies to appoint the more debenture trustee before the debentures are issued. Private placement. Private placement is also issue of securities to the select group of the person not exceeding 49% or 49 member out of 100 under the increased of number of companies Act 2013. Private placement of the shares and the convertible debentures by the listed companies can be of two types: preferential allotment and then qualified institutional, that is QIP. Okay, the preferential allotment means when a listed company issues the shares and debentures to the select up of the person in terms of the provision of the Chapter 13 of the SEBI DIP guidelines, it referred to the private placement and the issue has to comply with the various provision, lining of the pricing, as well as the disclosures, lock-in period, and so on, and apart from the requirement of the Companies Act. Qualified institutional placement, that is QIP, is nothing but it is an issue of the equity shares of the convertible, maybe securities or debentures, to the qualified institutional investors or buyers in terms of the provision as per the SEBI guidelines. Private placement of the bonds. From 1995 onward, the private placement of the debentures, that is through minimum regulation, corporates and the financial institution infrastructure companies, it is depended considerably on the privately placed debentures, which were subscribed to the mutual funds, banks, insurance organization, and provident funds. Information and the disclosure to be included in the private placement memorandum were not defined, and the credit rating agencies, that was credit rating agencies, credit rating was not mandatorily, and the listing was not compulsorily, and the banks and the institutions could subscribe to these issues without too many constraints. The regulatory framework changed significantly in 2013. And when the SEBI and the RBI tightened their regulations over the issuance of the privately placed debentures and the subscription of the same to the banks and the financial institutions, the key feature of the new regulatory dispensation is, number one, disclosure requirements for privately placed debentures are similar to those of the publicly offered debentures. Number two, debt securities shall carry the credit rating of not less than investment grade from the rating agency registered with the SEBI. Number three, debt securities shall be issued and traded in demated form, no paper form, it is in demated form. Debt securities shall also be compulsorily listed, and the trading in the privately placed debts shall take the place between the QIBs and TNIs, that is, high worth individuals, in standard denomination of rupees 10 lakh. The banks should not, invest in the non-SLR securities of the original maturity, which is less than the other commercial papers and the certificate of deposit, which are covered under these guidelines. Banks should not invest in unrated non-SLR securities. This is all about the investment and personal equity as well as the listing of the shares. Thank you very much.